Tulsi Gabbard, a vote for Kamala Harris is a vote for Dick Cheney. By Olivia Rondo on September 9, 2024. Former Hawaii Congresswoman and 2020 presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard said, "A vote for Kamala Harris is a vote for Dick Cheney," at a Colorado event with conservative journalist Tucker Carlson last week. Gabbard, who left the Democrat Party in 2022 to become an independent, delivered a very simple message for my Democrat friends. My independent friends, those who may not be sure about who they're voting for in this election at Friday's Tucker Carlson live show in Colorado Springs. Dick Cheney has just made the choice very clear. A vote for Kamala Harris is a vote for Dick Cheney, the architect of everything that has gone wrong in the Middle East for the last few decades, she said to the crowd at the Broadmoor World Arena. Former Vice President Dick Cheney's daughter, former Representative Liz Cheney, R.Y., announced last week that her father would be voting for Vice President Kamala Harris in the upcoming presidential election. Gabbard, who served in the Hawaii Army National Guard in a California-based Army Reserve unit and was stationed in Iraq, Kuwait, and the Horn of Africa, called out to fellow military veterans in her speech. "And so it's interesting, because if you listen to the New York Times or some of the other mainstream media, they're saying, oh, you know, don't expect much from Kamala Harris in the way of policies and details and plans. And we're not going to know much about what kind of president she's going to be because she doesn't have much time. They're conveniently ignoring the fact that she's been there working in the White House the last 3.5 years alongside Joe Biden. She's been the last one in the room, according to her, as these big decisions are being made. But we look at her response to the Dick Cheney announcement today was that she was honored to have his endorsement. And have we got military veterans in the House?" When audience members replied positively to her question, she said, "Got a lot of you who probably served in the Middle East like I did. And so it sickened me, Tucker, to read those words today. Both from Dick Cheney, Liz Cheney, and Kamala Harris. Because we have people who we care very much about who were killed in those wars because of Dick Cheney," Gabbard added. "Kamala Harris has told us all we need to know about what kind of commander-in-chief she would be. And I don't know about you, but I would not trust her for a moment with the lives of my brothers and sisters in uniform." The video of Gabbard's remarks received positive feedback on social media, with one Instagram user writing, "If there is to be a first woman president, I am hoping it's you. Amen. My son serves and I do not trust his life in Kamala's hands," said another. Another commenter concurred, writing, "Veterans support Trump Vance policies.